What's up, everybody? It's your boy Bees.
And it's the big dog Dre Day. We back.
We back, man. Back with another episode of If You're Listening to This.
Hey, we gotta can we start off like shouting all the support out, man? Like, it's been so much love going
Bro,
on.
It's been crazy.
I see so many reposts, man. I would lie and say retweets, but people don't really be retweeting like that on Twitter. Y'all gotta tighten up. a lot of IG story repost joints, man. Snapchat.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's been crazy, man. So shout out to everybody that's been following, subscribing to the channel, whether you're listening through the podcast app, Overcast, the Anchor app, whatever it is, SoundCloud. Period, man. No, shouts out to all y'all for your support. And we're gonna keep this ball rolling, man. We're gonna make sure that we keep providing the content for y'all, man, because y'all are in support of it and y'all asking for it.
Right. Hey, and like picking up where we left off at, kinda from the last episode, man, gotta celebrate success. All right. And this is a success. Like, we legit got a podcast, bro. Like, I don't know if it hit you yet.
True.
It's a legit podcast.
It doesn't. Yeah, that's kind of how things work in my life. Like, I pray for them and I hope for them and I work and commit, and then it happens and I'm just like, okay, it sucks, bro. I really need to be better at really like acknowledging the great things that do happen in my life, and it's not all good. But you know, like when it does happen,
I'm stuck on but, okay.
Yeah, like I think we all suck because we're always on the chase. It's always. You know, this constant grind. So, like, when we finally get the things that we've been asking for, it's like we don't really know how to, like, oh, we don't really take the time to appreciate them. So, all in all, man, celebrate your successes. Celebrate the small victories in the same way that you do the large ones. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, and real quick before we leave, bro, just run through the stats of, like, how many listens the podcast has, bro. Let's just celebrate real quick. Let's just celebrate.
Okay. Well, right now, the first episode is looking at close to about 160, 170 listens. Right.
Keep going.
The second episode has about 140 listens, something like that. This guy.
Grammatic.
Hey, and so the third episode has about 160. So the third episode is actually surpassed.
Damn,
the second.
Son, where'd you find this one?
24hourhiphop.com. New music. Oh, man.
Hey, legit, though, like, legit, man, we really do got to celebrate our successes, and we legit appreciate the support. Like, it wouldn't be done without y'all. We appreciate y'all.
Keep hitting us up.
Let us know what topics y'all want to discuss. We got plenty lined up because y'all already been hitting us up, but keep hitting us up because we do need more.
Yeah, man, for sure. So, so what, bro? What were you up to this weekend, bro? Did you watch the BET Awards, bro?
Let's do this in sequential order. So this weekend I was doing some gigging, some DJ gigs, I was out realizing my worth in this world, you know. And I did watch the BET Awards, man. It was all right. It was okay. Did you watch it, first of all?
Yeah, man. I watched, you're lying.
Yeah,
whatever somebody starts off with, yeah, man, you know. I was up at like 5 a.m. this morning watching the highlights from the award show. So I saw the BET Awards. I just didn't see it entirely. I just didn't watch it, you know.
All right, so I mean,
full length. You feel what I'm saying?
So yeah, I feel you, man. If you're wondering, Beyonce, Jay-Z didn't show up. You know,
they never do.
That's cool. They went before, but you know, now that they got the icon status, they don't show up. And as I live, I can't say that I blame them. As I get older, I'm like, you know what? You know, this don't mean we don't appreciate y'all, but we got stuff to do. And she's on tour, like legit. She's on tour.
Yeah. You know, they're both on tour.
Yeah, man.
But
yeah, the war show was, it was straight. Trying not to let everybody on social media influence me. Like, everybody was talking about how trash it was, to be honest with you. That's what I seen, at least. Everybody was just talking about how, you know, it ain't been the same since Monique was the host. Oh, Jamie Foxx hosted. Bro, let me tell you. What did you expect him to do, like, good, bad, better than last
time? I'm a huge fan of Jamie Foxx.
Uh-huh.
And he's hosted award shows in the past. Like, he did the ESPYs a couple years. And he was great. But a lot of people are being very critical of him and saying that he wasn't like that. He was. Some people are saying that he was corny, and some people are saying that he was trying too hard to be funny, and that it took away from him as a host. And I'm just like, damn, Jamie, like why
you the man?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, man, triple threat, man. What's going on? Yeah. What's the deal? But I mean,
bro, I'm gonna tell you from my perspective what was going on. And I'm gonna argue both sides. So first off, people are saying that, you know, he was trying too hard, he was corny, he was this, he was that. I could definitely see that, but from his perspective, what I seen was that the crowd wasn't giving him nothing. Like he was trying, and you know how we do. Like like if
your,
you don't disappear,
your time, man, your people,
hey,
man,
bro, it is what it is, man. You know how we do. Now we'll sit there, and you got to like jump up, do 5 backflips, disappear, reappear, and light your balls on fire before we start getting.
I was about to say, you
got to
include fire. You got to
you got to include fire
for people to move.
Know? But yeah, nobody was doing nothing, and I call, you know, a lot of times when you watch these award shows, they don't show the crowd like that. And they showed the crowd, and, like, people were just, like, legit just chilling. Like, I kind of, like, I'm just here so I won't get fined type feel. And he kind of called it out. Like, one time he was saying, he was like, you know, y'all, I don't know what he said verbatim, but he was just like, you know, y'all are sitting here acting all kind of tight.
Oh, and that's what he said? He said he was going to slap everybody in the front row.
Yeah, because he was like, you know, y'all acting all bougie, like, y'all really don't want to be here and not giving nothing. He was like, you know, so, I understand from his perspective what was going on, and he was legit. Like, I don't think he like planned a lot of stuff to do, so that's why he was up there. Like, I could tell he was up there freestyling a lot.
Yeah.
And he probably did plan it. Like, as a performer and looking at it, he probably did plan it. And he was like, you know what? They're not giving me nothing, so it's no need for me to dig that deep into what I had planned. And this initial stuff ain't working. So that's when he started. Just calling people up, you know, calling
up. He was wild.
Now, in his defense, dog, it worked a little bit. Like,
yeah, it got people to loosen up.
Yeah, and that's all it was.
Yeah.
Nobody was really, from an audience standpoint, they were just chilling. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Maybe there wasn't a happy hour before.
I don't know. Hey,
or if,
man, look, no doubt, dog, that liquor really helps events, bro.
Bro,
talked about this though, didn't we?
You especially with you have a room full of egos.
Come on now,
You definitely you need a little influence, I like to call it. But I guess aside from I don't know if you want to call that a negative. Yeah,
yeah,
like the performances were. I mean, every performance that I watched was a hit.
I don't know about it.
Every performance that I watched.
I was about to say, what'd you watch?
Right. Look at bro. I'm telling you, boy. I watched J. Cole's performance.
Yeah.
Which
hey,
I thought was great.
Look
at bro. Look at bro. He's a J. Cole stan, y'all. So you
I am.
Live.
Like,
so I watched J. Cole. I watched YG. Yeah. I watched, what's his name?
YG performance was Nicki Minaj's performance, so you know.
I didn't like Nicki's performance.
I mean,
I liked YG's,
I think it was trash.
Portion of Nicki's performance because it was 2 Chainz, it was YG,
Big Sean,
right? Big Sean ain't seen Big Sean forever, bro. Shout
hey, first
Sean.
Of all,
if you listen to this, Big Sean, we miss you. We want some good music, bro.
He coming back, bro. He on the way, bro.
He better because
hey, and that song they got is live.
Bro, YG doesn't miss, bro. YG doesn't miss.
That's
but
true.
What other performance was dope? I actually enjoyed the tribute. People were dogging.
Anita Baker?
Yeah, people were dogging Marsha. Bro, they were dogging Marsha Ambrosius and freaking Lettucey. Like, I'm like,
what did they have to say? Like, what did you see, bro? Because I'm about to cut somebody out.
they were saying that Marsha Ambrosius, like, maybe that she wasn't worthy of singing the tribute, and that Ledisi was, they said Ledisi sounded like she was singing without an earpiece. Man. Like, she couldn't hear the sound.
But that was all good with Yolanda Adams, though.
Yeah, everybody was fine with it. Well, I would say that Yolanda is the better of the three vocals. Like, she is, Yolanda Adams is like a step above. But bro, I felt like the two of them did a pretty good job.
They did. Bro, like, bro, whoever said, if you're listening to this,
you know, people,
and
always
you didn't, if you listen to this and you didn't like Marsha Ambrosius or Ledisi for the Anita Baker tribute, shut your mouth. First of all, shut your mouth. I'm not going to make it even complicated. I'm not going to tell you to go jump off a cliff. I'm not going to tell you to make your credit score worse than it already is. I'm going to tell you just shut your mouth.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Like, shut your mouth. I'm sorry. People, whoever didn't like that, if you're listening to this and you didn't like Ledisi and Marsha Ambrosius, you don't have a good credit score. I know that.
What is this guy talking about?
I don't know, but I'm going to say that. And that's stupid. Like, they really did a good job on that tribute, bro.
Yeah, I thought it was one of the, I've seen some pretty bad tributes in my day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought as a whole, they did it. And then Yolanda Adams brought it home. Let me tell you something. Yolanda Adams is thick.
Hey,
you may not be able to, listen, y'all, that woman is thicker than cold grits. Earl said, shout out Earl. Earl said she's thicker than cold grits.
Cold grits. Cold grits be thick as hell, too.
Thicker than a government grilled cheese sandwich. That woman, she on an all-grit diet, man. She eat nothing but grits, dog.
Those are blessings from the heavens above. That's what that
Listen,
is.
Listen, man, I'm trying to age like that, dog. Yolanda Adams looks great, grits. Man. She looks great. I guess that's what happens when you pray and you sing gospel.
What you gonna do?
I don't know if I'm cut out for that, Chief.
Hey.
I don't know if I'm cut out for that, Chief. But
I don't want to go back to Jamie Foxx, but I'm about to go back to Jamie Foxx. But I think that he re-won the crowd over when he began that tribute like that. Like,
that's
that, right. I really think he did.
Yeah, so, that's why you got to respect. You got to respect that man. I don't care what people say about Jamie Foxx. You better respect him. He can do it all. He can do it all.
But what other performances you seen? You seen the Migos?
I did not watch Migos. I don't find them to be entertaining.
I was about to say, bro, it was trash. And in their defense,
they're not good performers.
It was trash. Yeah, I mean, they're not good
performers. They're not good performers.
That's not what they're known.
Yeah, no, they're not. Janelle Monáe's performance was dope.
Yeah.
Janelle Monáe's performance was really dope.
I've been waiting for her song. I like that to blow up for the longest, and I hope that that performance does it.
Was that the second song?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, now, when I heard it, I was like, oh, this is fire.
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm waiting on it. Like,
I'm going to have to check that.
Hey, did you see J-Rock open up with the Wind song, though?
Yo, J-Rock is on fire right now. He's about to have a good year.
Yeah, he is, man.
I won't get into this conversation. But I just want to stir up some mess little bit, man. Some people, I've heard some people say or argue that J-Rock is a better rapper than Kendrick Lamar, bro.
Go ahead, keep going.
I don't want to talk about it very much because we got business to take care of. But like, I can't even say it's a valid argument. I can't say it's an invalid argument. I don't know enough. I haven't listened to enough of J-Rock's music. But I do know that I just got on him, and I think he's kind of new, and I know he's hitting right now.
All right, so he's not new at all.
Okay.
He basically started TDE, him and Top Dog. It was him. He was the first artist on TDE, period.
Wow.
J-Rock was. His name of his new album is Redemption, and he's saying that because like it's like I've been on the label for so long, and I feel like I've been getting like he don't necessarily feel like he's been getting overlooked, but everybody has gotten their shine on the label,
right.
Except him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a near fatal accident on a motorcycle,
right? I remember that.
So that's why he called it Redemption. But as far as the comments you made about him and K-Dot, dog, I listened to Redemption, bro, and I wasn't all that impressed. So I cannot say that he's better than Kendrick or can either stand with Kendrick. I do like the song she got out. I love when it needs to become a sports anthem this year. Like, I need it.
Oh, it's going to be all over TV, so he's about to eat.
Yeah, he's going to eat with that. Yeah. But I don't. And I'm not nobody to hype up nobody just because it's K-Dot or J. Cole. Like, nah, he's not better.
For sure. I thought it was interesting that people were, like, putting him in that same tier. I'm like, oh, you're going to put him up there with Dot? Like, Dot is king right now. You serious?
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you say that J-Rock is better than Kendrick Lamar, you also have a little credit score, okay?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You too. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So.
But the performance was straight. Real quick, bro. Nicki Minaj's performance was she was trying too hard,
Nicki has lost it.
You think so?
She's lost it. My boy Teresa said Nicki Minaj is on bath salts, man. She's on them salts, man. She's on that good salt. You hear me?
Bro.
Did you see when she accepted the award and she like turned into two different people at the very end?
Nah.
Exactly. She's back on that used to it. Bro, she be wilding out.
Bro, I hate when she do that, John.
She be wilding out, and then like, I just don't know. She's not very entertaining as a performer.
Yeah,
like it was very like.
You think that sexy is like the extent of her performance? Like that's most she can.
Right, because that sexy. Look. I mean, she ended the performance like on her hands and knees, like so-called twerking.
That joke, and I seen comments talk about once again how stiff she was, bro. Like,
yeah. I mean, listen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, just said everything without saying nothing.
They ain't hers. Like, she doesn't really have as much control.
You don't got control over what ain't yours.
Yeah, man.
Come on, preach to them, bro. Preach about bro. Trying to control what ain't yours.
Oh my God, the deeper meaning, huh?
The deeper meaning. Hey, look.
Nah, man. But I I've never really found Nicki Minaj to be overly attractive. I don't have anything against anybody who chooses. Yeah, no, you want to enhance this. You want to transfer this to that. Whatever. That's cool. That's fine. Hers does not look natural, and I like natural. I like natural. You know what I'm saying?
Amen. So,
Amen. That I immediately got turned off by that, and so yeah, I'm just I never really been like I like her. I liked her music, especially like 2009, like when she first dropped. Oh, I was loving it, but like recently she been taking out. I don't know if it was like Remy who kind of like
brother, a lot Remy of people kind of sugar Cardi,
up. If Remy kind of sugar up a little bit, if Cardi B and Cardi, I don't even think Cardi B wants like. Cardi B don't want no problems with her. I think Cardi B just trying to live her life.
Yeah, I'm about to say problem. Like Cardi B don't want nothing. Like honestly, I don't think Cardi B wants all this fame and stuff.
Right.
She
gives it,
she's like, you know what? I'm not really with this shit.
Yeah, like she just wanna be happy, dog. So but hey, no, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to this and you're a Nicki Minaj fan, know that the window is on its way. the window is on its way to close. Enjoy her while you have her. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about to be curtains for Nicki, man.
Last thing on performances, man. Meek Mill performance. Did you see that one?
I did. Very moving. Oh, okay. Yeah. Very moving performance. Man, jail changed Meek Mill's life, though. I don't think he was locked up for that long.
But he been there before, life, though. Like
I don't know what happened this time, dog. Maybe he wasn't, maybe he wasn't able to rock the Balenciagas in the cell like he was talking about the other times he had been in the pen. Maybe they made that boy wear some, like, you know what I'm saying, like some, you know, the geriatric shoes with the straps. With the
orthopedic
straps. Hey. The can I speak to your manager nines. Those are can I speak to your manager.
I think that was fair.
Like he hadn't been in federal prison before, but I don't know. Maybe this experience was just like, because this was like the third strike kind of thing, right? Like they were threatening to put him away. Maybe I don't know. Y'all know I
don't know. Yeah,
but maybe this was like a huge deal, and then I think also the amount of support that he was getting from people also made him realize like his value within the community and that people really ride for him. So,
right.
You know, you don't owe it to us to advocate, you know what I'm saying, for social justice, but I think it would make sense too, because it benefited you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the movement, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I guess he's just like paying it forward or whatever, or paying it back. You know, I don't know.
What anyway. I think happened, I think it's just timing. I think it's really just timing. In today's climate, like stuff that's going on right when his happened. And I think that how his happened, like, you know, it was like, bro was on a motorcycle, and then the appeal went, and then they denied that, and he was like, this shit is real out here, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying he, you know, always tried to use his celebrity, but he's like, you know, even me as a celebrity, like, I can't even get a break, dog. This junk is real out here, you know what I'm saying?
It's real. One, I'm sorry, I cannot forget what? Her.
Was that great?
You a hater. It was a good performance. It was a good performance to me.
You a hater.
And she brought out Daniel Caesar,
which was live. J. Cole did that first. Just saying, but
not to me. It wasn't first to me because I watched her performance first. All right.
Well, J. Cole was the first performance of the show, but I'm right. I'm not against.
Cole the guy, man.
I'm not saying her performance was trash, but I'm raising the question that are we literally just overhyping everything she does? I love the song. I love.
Who's overhyping her though? She ain't got no songs on the radio right now.
Yes, she do. What are you talking about?
What song does she have on the radio?
Focus.
One song.
What she got? Focus and Best Part. That's not Caesar.
No, bro. That's not on the radio either.
But look, I'm not talking about radio stuff. I'm just talking about after this performance. Like is it overhyping or is it just giving her credit?
Like, I think more people are becoming aware of her and no pun and her talent and the talent that she has.
Right.
It wasn't the best performance from her ever. Like as a musician, I could hear some pitchy stuff.
Agreed.
But I still. The performance as a whole with the strings and featuring Daniel Caesar and all that, like, I loved it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll accept that, bro. Like I said, I'm not being a hater. Look, I'm a hater.
You're a hater, bro.
I admit that. Now that I admit it, let's move on with life, okay? But I'm just saying that this is not me being a hater right now. I really just wanted to raise the question. But thank you for the answer, and I got that. So we good. Who else performed? Anybody else performed? I think one more performance happened that I really wanted to talk about, but I can't think of it, so I'll just shut up.
It's so funny. This was earlier when you mentioned that Jay-Z and Beyonce weren't there.
Oh yeah, no, definitely weren't.
Because they just don't come anymore.
No, man.
I don't think it has anything to do with status though. I
definitely think it has something to do with status. Do you think that she schedules her tours at this time every year so she don't have to go?
No, she always does summer tours though. She always does like spring and the summer.
Okay.
She always does tours. And speaking of the girl's on tour somewhere. I don't know where she is right now. She dropped an album last week.
Listen, her. First of all, why are we doing this? Who dropped the album, bro? Who dropped the album?
The Carters.
Thank you, bro. Why are we doing this? How we just leave the man out? I know he did all this, but
I'm not one of those people. It's the Beehive. The Beehive, they do not want Jay-Z now. They want no parts. They want no parts of my guy now.
After this album, they got to accept him because.
You heard. Listen, yeah. Beyonce is force feeding Jay-Z to the Beehive. She is like, y'all go take my man, dog.
We're package deal. Like.
Yo, she's like, yo, it's either me and him, or it's nothing, dog. She's like, nothing, B.
Bro, I really think that, I think that he played a major part in her success in the album. I really do. Like, I think she's doing a lot of, like, Jay-Z type stuff.
Oh, yeah. She had better bars on some songs than he did.
Yeah. So, but the album is like, bro, what out of 10, what you get the album, bro?
I'll give the album like an 8, maybe 8.5.
8.5, bro. I can't lie, I get that album a straight 10, bro.
What?
No, that's lie. Crazy. Dog.
I got to listen to it a few more times then.
Bro, but you
maybe I got to listen to my car. I haven't listened to it in my car yet.
Oh, bro, that's the first time.
I haven't listened to my car yet.
Listen, bro, and you know me, when I listen to albums, like, I listen, then I go back and listen to the stuff I like. Then if I really like something, I'll go look up the lyrics and then re-listen, and that makes me fall in love. Like, that's what I be loving, dog. And I love looking up lyrics. Because that's what music is. It's the connection, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Aside from whether you're going to connect with the music, how the beat feel, how it sounds, the lyrics. Like, that, me looking up lyrics makes me dig deeper to the song and connect with it.
Right. So, what songs are your favorite on the album? You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
My joints keep switching. Like, at first, I hated Ape Shit, first of all. I hated that song. I really loved, 713? I really loved, Freak. I need to look up the damn list now. But I really loved 713. I really loved Heard About Us. And Nice had to grow on me. And it's another one I can't think of it right now. Oh, Summertime hits now to me. I fell in love with Summertime. But what you got? What you got?
So, favorite song, Heard About Us.
Yeah. Like,
that to me, it's something about those kind of songs that they do together. Like, I feel like I would compare it to, I think it's On the Run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they're on the run. That one.
Yeah.
Like, that was, to me, that was like my favorite song on that, I believe it was on the album. Mm-hmm. On that album, Heard About Us gave me that same kind of feel.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, like real, I was kind of like in my little feelings a little bit, you know what I'm saying, with the Heard About Us. And then Ape Shit, I liked.
Yeah.
713 I liked, and I also liked the last joint. Love Happy?
Or Happy, Love Happy. That joint is live, though.
Yeah, that is feel. A nice
as soon
song,
as it bro. Hits, that feel gets you. Then
that's
the lyrics.
That's a good song. So overall, it's a solid album. Not the best I've ever heard. Don't know if it's a classic yet. Who knows?
Yeah, but hey, it's a 10 to me, bro. I'm sorry. That job.
Man, that's like, what's up, bro. That's what's up. I mean, I think that says a lot. You know,
I wasn't expecting it, bro. I wasn't expecting
For you to give it a 10, bro, I think it says a lot. So, look, man.
Bro, Nice. I really love Nice. Like, so when I
had to listen to that one again.
Oh, when I told you these were my initial favorites. Now, though, like, I'm jumping every day. I'm really feeling Nice. Oh, Friends. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Friends, bro.
Friends.
Hey, come on. If you're listening to this, I know you love the song Friends. Like, I know you do. I know you do.
And if they don't, then their credit scores are low, right?
Their credit scores are a little above average. A little above average.
You are an interesting character.
Hey, man. Hey, so, all right. So, with this album, like, how many albums has Beyonce put out so far?
Too many, man. Her catalog is deep, son. You mean like solo
albums,
joints?
We'll do solo. Let's say solo.
Bro.
Give me an estimate. I know you know it's hard to come up with top.
I think it's like 7, maybe?
All right, so if you think 7, we'll just say 6. Out of 6, how many you think, does she have any flops?
No.
Were all of them great?
Like,
were any of them like,
To me, I didn't enjoy Lemonade as much at first because I thought the whole album was about man
bashing. I can't get down with this.
I'm like, I can't get jiggy with that, bro. You can't be dogging the brothers, B. You know what I'm saying?
My brother.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta support your brother. But then I got, I got to watch the visual because it was a visual album first.
Right.
So I got to watch it. I got to watch it. And I was like, oh, this shit tough.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, this is work. Like, this is a project, dog. And then I went back and then I listened to the album. And, bro, It hit, bro. It hit the whole time. Like, I'm thinking about every album of hers. And I would say, you know what? I would say, I don't even want to say the weakest. But the I feel like if we're going to rank her albums, the one that falls at the bottom is Dangerously in Love. And even still, that was a good album. So, like, if you're looking at her projects from Dangerously in Love to B-Day to 4 to Beyonce, whatever it is, from the top to the bottom, she has not missed, is what I'm trying to say.
Hey,
she has not missed.
As you're saying that, it makes me think of something, and I thought about some albums. I was like, I honestly don't even know all the albums. As a DJ, as a musician, you can call whatever you want, but I don't know. But it made me think about Beyonce in comparison to Michael Jackson. And I honestly, like, I can't think of all the Michael Jackson albums. I mean, whether that means he put out too many or whether that means they all just wasn't hitting. And I remember one specifically that came out, and I was like, yeah, this ain't really live like that. Like,
this ain't really live like that.
Yeah, I could have done without this, G. Like, I'm okay without this, man. So... How do you feel about the comparison?
Is one better than the other? I think it's necessary to have the conversation. Yeah. I feel like with our all time greats or with some of our icons from the past, we tend to put them in this little bubble, and it's like nobody can even
untouchable.
Compare. You're right, nobody can even compare to them. Like, whoa, yeah. What do you mean?
Right.
Like, what do you mean we can't even have a conversation? No, we can't. She's nowhere near. She's nowhere. So somebody earlier said something because this came up earlier. Somebody's like, oh, if it weren't for Janet Jackson taking a break, Beyonce would be a part of a group like SWV or like she would still be a part of a group. I said, bro, you out of your mind. That's like I can't even talk music with you.
Right.
Like I can't even talk music because you those are your feelings talking. Like you have something against you have something personal against Beyonce. She doesn't even know you exist. Right. You have something personal against her, bro. Cause the girl's a genius, man. You gotta respect that, bro. Like I say that to me, Beyonce is she's more fun to watch on stage to me than MJ was. Her albums, her catalog as a whole, we're talking full body of work, she has made more solid albums than he has.
I'd agree. I honestly don't know anybody who could disagree with that.
Right. Michael Jackson has Thriller, and he has...
Was it Writings on the Wall?
It was... No, Off the Wall.
Oh, that... I was
Thriller
saying, isn't Writing
and
on the
Off
wall?
The Wall.
Beyonce, that's his shout out.
Thriller and Off the Wall. Now, those were longer albums, yes. Yeah. And are there songs on those albums that weigh heavier than some of Beyonce's hits? Absolutely. But if we're talking full body of work, you're saying that I can't even compare her to a guy, and this woman has consistently, every single album, go through all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking hit after hit after hit, bro. Multiple hits on those albums, but I can't even compare her to him? Get out of there. Get out of there. Yeah, so somebody's like, oh, well, people were passing out at his concerts. What?
Man.
What's the basis of your argument? Are you out of your mind? So Beyonce never made anybody cry. Never? You out of your mind.
I bet when they said that, they really felt strong in that. Like,
yeah,
like you like, can't beat that. They passed out at Michael Jackson's concert.
Yeah, man, I'm like, no, and so here, there's this argument about Michael Jackson and his influence on the world, and it's like socially, and he was very pro, you know, earth and race and everything being one, right?
Yeah.
Unity, living in harmony, and I feel like that's fine. I have no issue with that. I feel like Beyonce did the same thing, but she had a different intent. She's very pro-woman and very pro-black, and I feel like she brought our community or she brings our community together, and that's something that I love about her. Like, yeah, the world is cool, but I'm black first. Like,
she let that jump
be known. And it's not a slight at him, but Michael Jackson never did that.
Well, I mean, when you're changing your skin color, you know,
that's all I'm that,
That's, I mean, all, it's kind of hard to be for us.
Again,
you know?
No, and today's his birthday. This is probably awful that we're doing.
Yeah!
Bro, hey Mike, bro, we love you, bro. Hey, man, you the man, my guy.
Hey, I'm sorry.
There
man.
Would be no Beyonce got if it were not for you. But
to be there.
hey, my favorite MJ tune, real quick, to go off on a tangent. Human Nature. Hey, looking out across the nighttime. Hey, when he be like, hey, four walls won't hold me.
Hey, it's the four walls won't hold me tonight.
Hear the voice. Somebody give that man some water. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. Hear my voice.
Hey, we are horrible right now. If you're listening and you say we're horrible, and you're laughing, you're with us. So welcome.
Right. We're all going to the same hell, though.
We all going. Well, hell no. I won't agree.
We're going to be sitting in the same line when God be like, nah, fam.
All y'all.
Nah, fam. Y'all was talking about Mike.
Mike going to be standing right next to God, too, like, reaching out. I think we can't have a conversation. I think that is stupid that we can't have that conversation.
Yeah.
I actually had this argument on my Facebook post one day, and somebody was like, look, take a look. This is one of like the greatest Michael Jackson performances ever. And I watched it, and that joint was trash, bro. I cannot lie.
Is it the one where he was standing looking into the distance for like 5 minutes?
Yep. Yeah, and he was like, his pitches were so off, and I was like, I'm not trying to be too critical. But
he was not
like,
the greatest vocalist. Prince was a much better vocalist.
Now you're bringing Prince into it. All right, we got to move.
Okay,
on.
But it's because people say that you can't compare Beyonce to Mike, but that you can compare Prince to Mike. So I'm trying to compare somebody, you know, of the like, right? I'm trying to compare somebody who they consider to be great enough. But, in general, Michael Jackson didn't have the best voice.
I agree. I remember.
At least not white Mike. You know what I'm saying? Like, big nose, afro, young Mike, beautiful
He's
voice.
Rocking.
When he hit puberty, like, after Bad, his voice changed.
I can no lie remember. I remember the moment when I came across an acapella of Butterflies, and I was like, I was so shocked. I was like, oh shit, Mike, like he really has a voice. Like I listen to songs all the time. I enjoy them, but it never crossed my mind that he's singing. Like he was a singer, because I never heard crazy, but I never heard his voice type thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so when I finally heard the acapella, I was like, oh, he can sing. Like, it's not the best I've ever heard. Like, it wasn't trash. I'm not, you know, I'm just saying, like, it caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, he can sing. I'm not taking that away from him. I know people are going to pull what they want from this conversation.
They are. And you're trash if you're doing that. You're trash.
Right. But what I'm saying is that it's not the best I've heard. And if you're comparing, if we're making comparisons, Beyonce's range is out of this world.
Right. Without a doubt.
So, Mike, who seems to stay within this same comfortable, it's like this comfortable tessitura, right? This comfortable range versus Beyonce, who can go low, she can go high, she can go, and she can do all this while dancing.
While dancing, that's very true.
Not like full choreographed, like, HBCU band in the background, like step show, step team,
but see,
girl.
But this is gonna be the issue. This is gonna be the issue. And this is what happens when I know we're supposed to be getting off this, but every time somebody brings this up, they start comparison, they be like, well, you can't compare those two because they're different. Like, Mike is a performer, he wasn't just a vocalist. Like, they'd be like, oh, well, Beyonce is this and she's that. And then they'd be like, oh, well, it was just a different time. What Mike did for that time, it was like, it's always, they're constantly raising the bar. Like, you're never settled. You're never happy with you know, saying that you're possibly wrong.
Yeah. I, bro, it, I think it's nostalgia, bro.
Yeah.
People grew up on him. They idolized him. That was all they knew. He was the only, the only person that was doing what he was doing at that time, really.
Yeah.
So it's like people want to put him in a league of his own. I'm just saying that it's okay to at least have the conversation. I'm not saying we have to compare everybody, because honestly, comparisons get on my nerves. Just like the Jordan, LeBron, like I'm over the comparison. They're both great.
I can't relate.
They're both great.
I don't know about that.
Bringing it back home. So Beyonce and MJ, like, they're both great. Like, so don't say Beyonce's good. She's not just good, bro.
Right.
She's not. Right. She's great, bro. She's great, bro.
She's iconic.
Right. And I'm not saying that she's better than him. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying that there are, if we're looking at, looking at the both of them, when we're talking albums, when we're talking shows, when we're talking performances, when we're talking, we're looking at all the stats, there are some places where Beyonce kind of, she outweighs him a little bit. Like, she bringing some heat on these albums, man.
Yeah.
And, sure. You know what I'm saying? If we're going to look at Mike's Super Bowl performance versus Beyonce's Super Bowl performance, which was only her, she was like at the latter.
Mm-hmm.
The latter part of that performance, she murked that Super Bowl performance, bro.
Yeah.
Murked, and it was black as shit. It was so right. Black.
From the get-go.
Like, that joke, like, they were in a freaking X. That wasn't by mistake.
Right. In all black.
In these berets and all black.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You might be a black Bill Gates in the making. Like, come on, man. Like, for real, dog.
Mike had on the respect. And Mike Jackson had on the Captain Crunch joint, too. That wasn't black. You know, but yeah,
still want to disrespect her. Dog. I'm all right. I'm gonna get
happy birthday, right. Mike Jackson. Though, my bad, bro.
Respect Beyonce, bro. Real talk, bro. That's all I'm gonna say. Happy birthday, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
All right, my bad. Go ahead.
I think Dita. Okay. hey, man. Yo, it's like freaking almost the end of June, which makes it July. Mm-hmm. Which means we're like approaching homecoming season. Hey, I always get excited, bro.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, bro. We talk about this all the time. If it's the end of June, that means it's almost July.
And if it's July,
almost July,
and it's almost August,
it might as well be August. And if it's already August, we might as well be in homecoming season, bro. It's almost,
It's almost homecoming.
Let's get it, man. Bro. You ready for that? Yeah. Right?
Bro, I'm ready for all of the homecomings. Yeah. I'm trying to hit.
I'm about to say, you talking like you about to go on a world tour with Common, my man.
Bruh, I'm trying to hit at least two homecomings, including my own.
Yeah, so okay. So that's three.
I have to choose between a few. Like, I'm thinking about Tuskegee's homecoming. Shout out to Shed.
We're going to the Shed. I mean, we're going.
Okay, that's but happening. I'm just saying, I want to go to. Okay, maybe three. God help me out. I'm trying to go to three. So, Tuskegee's homecoming.
Uh-huh.
I really want to see Howard, mm-hmm. and I really want to hit the AUC.
AUC. Like,
I really want to hit. That's a spell house, right?
More Spellman.
I really want to hit those homecomings, man. Because I've been to FAMU's homecoming. I went to GHO. Shout out GHO, man. That was
epic.
To this day, that's the best home. Like, shout out Cookman. I love y'all. But G-Ho was the best homecoming I've ever been to, though.
So far.
I'm trying to hit some homecomings, man. And
I'm
excited about it.
I'm trying to hit homecomings too. I'm trying to DJ at some homecomings. That's what I'm trying to do.
You ain't trying to go to somebody else's homecoming and then DJ.
I am.
You ain't trying to be live.
Hey, I bet I'm trying to do that. Look, if you listen to this any kind of connect, let me know. I DJ at the homecomings. I'm with it. Let's go. What you about to say? Ain't trying to pull a what?
You ain't trying to pull up at what you call it, at the AUC. You ain't trying to pull up at Market Friday.
Bro, I'll pull up and wreck with my whole sound system. I'll pull up and wreck.
Hey, you know I'm gonna be right there hyping you up the whole time.
Let's go, dog.
I'm like part-time hype man. So let me know. If y'all need a hype man, whatever you want to do in your life, man, whatever your endeavor is, man, if you need a hype man, hit me up. I got you, bro.
Hey, but look, yeah, homecoming coming up, man. Hey, big head season is really about to get real.
Hey, big head.
Yeah.
Hey, I see you've been traveling. Where to
I
next?
See you've been. I see. That's the thing. I see you've been doing this. I see you've been doing that. I see
where
that.
Where to next? Bruh. What you next, sweetheart?
Sweetheart?
Queen? Just... Queen?
Queen.
Bro. Bro,
queen.
Bro, hey, listen, my brothers, I love y'all. We gotta stop with the overuse, with the abuse of the word.
Abuse
queen.
And queen. When it's convenient,
queen,
too.
Bro, yeah, like...
When it's convenient.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, she a queen because you attracted to her. Wait, all right, we ain't gonna talk about
it. All right, I was about to say, let's save that. But
yeah, if she a queen, they all queens, bro. That's
right.
What I'm trying to say.
Don't just call the fine ones queen, man. What?
Right. The fine was queen.
That's some facially challenged queens out here, dog. Go ahead. What? The fine was queen. What you about to say? The fine was queen and what? I want to hear that. Go ahead, bro.
No, bro. No, bro. Y'all just got to stop, man. If she... Hey, they all queens, B, man.
Yeah,
everybody queens, man.
Yeah, man. It's facially challenged queens everywhere, okay? That don't mean they're not... that don't mean they're not queens, okay? Look. Hey, look. Somebody like it, okay? I'm going to tell you that.
There's somebody out there for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
For real, for real.
Somebody out there for... I've seen some couples, bro. It's like, yo, dog, if they married, dog, everybody can do it, bro. If they can be a couple, it's somebody. Hey, listen to my single sisters out there in the struggle, man, the trenches, man.
It ain't a struggle. Love yourself.
Hey,
it ain't a struggle.
You know what I'm saying? And dating can sometimes be trying, and it gets on your nerves, and men sometimes they be on the F-boy way, whatever it is, man. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's somebody out there for you.
Trust
the process, baby. And that's if you want somebody, because you don't need no man. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no man if you don't want one. But I'm just saying, if you look at Drake. hey, I like to think that don't nobody need nobody. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
And I like to think that that's a damn lie. We all need somebody. Need somebody.
So everybody needs companionship, bro. Everybody
needs
that. To
everybody,
one person?
Hey, everybody. I said everybody. Trying to get me caught up. All right,
look. Be wise with your words, young soldier. Be wise with your words.
I'm answering the question that, yes, everybody needs companionship. I ain't put no number on that. I ain't talking about personal experience. I'm just saying that, yes, everybody needs companionship. Now, I will say that when you say, just because you need somebody don't make you weak. Like, we got to stop going with these negative connotations of everything. Like just because you need somebody don't mean you're weak and you can't. But never mind. I don't want to get too deep. We're gonna do this in another episode.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get to it.
Yeah. Hey, but bro, I got a question, like a legit question. We talk about these music comparisons. Like, when are we gonna have a legit argument about a music comparison or topic that really matters? Like, I don't think Beyonce versus MJ matters. Or Prince versus MJ matters. When are we going to start talking about who is the greatest one-hit wonder ever? Like, that shit that matters. Really matters, bro.
Hey, let me tell you something.
For real.
Trinidad James is up there. That song was real.
But look, my gosh. But is that better than the Macarena, nigga? Like,
wait,
the Macarena?
The guy that made the Macarena, he only made... That was
one hit, G.
One
that's
and done,
it.
Huh?
That's it.
I mean, do you really need... Yo, they're still playing that at, like, 11-year-old birthday parties. Like,
hey, I bet,
Macarena's
hey,
forever, bro.
You know what? I'm going to try to play the Macarena at one of my events and see what happens. In the middle of the club, I bet we live. Hey!
What are they saying? They could be summoning all kinds of demons and devils,
we're just folding the arms and smiling.
We have no idea what we're getting ourselves
into. Yeah,
bro.
Legit, bro. Who's the greatest one hit wonder? Bro, that matters.
Yo, what was Icon? Get fucked up. Was that did they make more?
Nope.
Did they make more music after that?
That's
solid.
But
this
legit arguments, bro. Like, this is what matters in life, dog. What if somebody had a one-hit wonder party?
When you only, but think of, I mean, think about like that's good. That's a lot of good music.
That's a lot of good music.
Because think about these one hit wonders. They probably know, hey yo, I only got this amount of time to really put this fire out there. I'm putting all of my effort into this one track.
Yup.
And it's gonna blow.
Bruh.
What's up, bro? Hold up, bro. We need another one. One more. Three.
One more.
Three.
One hit
the
wonder.
Holy Trinity.
I mean, we named three. We got Get Fucked Up, Macarena, and All Go Everything.
And I'll go everything. Hey.
Yeah, man, bro. There's more out there, bro. But we need to find out.
I'm do my Googles. I'm gonna do my Googles.
Next episode, we got it. We coming back with three more.
Exactly.
So who won this three? Like who?
The Macarena is forever, bro.
The Macarena.
The Macarena.
So the Macarena will outlast. Yeah, I think the Macarena will outlast All Gold Everything.
The Macarena is older than both of those songs.
The
Macarena is probably. Yeah. I felt like I heard the Macarena at my eighth birthday party.
I was in elementary school. We were making up remixes
in elementary. We were making up little remixes to the, you know, black folk. We got
Macarena.
We're doing that joint double time. All the kids looking like, damn, why y'all gotta crank it up like that?
Damn,
black people always gotta put extra seasoning on stuff, man.
Extra Lowry's on stuff.
Yo, you know what I'm saying?
All right, so my greater one, we'll have another next episode.
Yeah, man.
That matters.
It does, man. But yeah, man, look, it's homecoming season. So look, if you missed, you know what I'm saying, the summer, which you know, trying to get your summer body ready, you got homecoming season to get right, baby.
No, you don't.
You know what I'm saying? So look, get in the gym, you know what I'm saying?
Look, y'all.
get on your flat tummy tea, get on your Herbal Life, get your waist trainers ready.
Flat tummy tea don't
you
even
know
help
what I'm
you
Yo, yeah. Doing? Said somebody who ain't never tried it. It worked for somebody.
That's true.
It worked for somebody. Hey, I ain't use it, but
yeah. I don't know that. I do not know that.
Bro, I still got a gut, bro. Thanks to Wings, bro. Thanks to my love for Wings, man.
Hey, but no, on the real though, yeah. Homecoming season's coming up, man. We got time, cuz. We got time now. Now,
we got time,
cuz. Come August, we can't be having this same damn conversation.
Hey, yeah, cuz look, most homecomings start early October, baby.
Yeah, so y'all, let's get on it now.
You got 3 months. Legit, you got July, August, September. You got 3 months.
Let's go.
To grind it out. So that when you walk up in that day party, that Friday with that jumpsuit on.
Let's go.
And that dude that played you your senior year, he played you senior year.
Yeah, he did. He played you, sis.
He played you, sis. He played you, sis. He played you, sis. You walk up in there. You walk up in that day party.
Yeah,
and he walk up on you trying to buy you a drink. You like, no, I can buy my own damn drink.
No. Oh. Or okay, you gotta freak it. You gotta freak it. Yeah,
get a free drink and then bounce on it.
Yeah.
You are cold.
I walked up at the party and I freaked it. I freaked it.
That's so cold, sisters. Hey. Definitely get the free drink.
Hey,
get the free drink. Get that free drink from Buddy.
Hey,
and then curve him.
And then the free drink you gotta get a Royal Flush, okay? Get the Crown Apple and Pineapple.
Get that Crown Apple and Pineapple and Royal Flush. Shout out my dog for coming up with his own drink.
You already know.
One day, bro. One day, you get that jump out of it or something.
Hey,
like that.
And then just take a picture with the drink and say and hashtag Royal Flush. I freaked it, and I know what's up.
That's the new mantra.
Let's go.
That's the new joint. I freaked it.
No more finessing. You freaked it.
Right. You freaked that joint.
No finessing. That's what it is.
Oh man, I've laughed too much in the last hour, man. I really.
What is foe?
Yeah, man. For those who are more reserved, this podcast is a little looser.
Hey.
We don't always speak with correct grammar.
Nah.
And we laugh a lot and we talk really loud.
Grammar.
So, grammar, you know, for my college educator.
Educator.
For masters.
Well, yeah, man. All right. See, now we just BSing.
yeah, we're fooling around. For real, though, thanks to everybody.
Yeah.
I always feel like I have to thank Merce,
mm-hmm.
Big Merce man, and Byron man, really like really push, Yeah, man, really pushing us to step out here and for constantly giving us feedback and fresh ideas.
Yeah.
One day we're gonna be able to get Merce on this thing, man. He's a behind the scenes kind of guy.
Right.
Well, one day we're gonna be able to get Merce on here to talk money, man. He knows money.
I don't know
what's in the man's account, but he knows about money.
You heard what I said. He got it.
Money Merce, man. I gotta get him on here. But no, thanks to them. Thanks to all of y'all. Thanks to the big dog Dre Day for being my official co-host. He ain't signed the contract yet, but it don't matter.
We're going to get there. Here. I freaked it. Because
he freaked it. He here. So, bro, shout out to you, bro. And listen, man, this is episode 4. If you listen to this podcast, we about to wrap up, man. We out.
We out.
Yeah.